Welcome to Sunrise Mountain High School and our first podcast of the 2014-2015 school year. It's been a fantastic start to the new school year, and I'm so proud of the work our teachers and staff have done to contribute to this great beginning. This was a year of firsts. We opened our newest K-8 elementary school, Sunset Heights, and reopened our oldest educational asset, Old Main, on the Peoria High School campus. Sunset Heights is a true educational gem and opened this year with more than 800 students. The building has natural lighting, flexible furniture, and open space so that teachers can redesign their classroom to complement the learning that's taking place each day. The ribbon cutting ceremony was held on August 19th, at the same time that we recognized Mrs. Mary Lynn McCord, wife of former board member Mr. Joe McCord. In his memory, we also dedicated the Joseph J. McCord Media Center on the second floor of the new school. In addition, the Peoria Transition Center's 70 students were the first to move into our beautiful Old Main building, which we dedicated in July. Students from the Met Professional Academy will soon join Peoria Transition Center students at Old Main. The Met Professional Academy will launch this January and will modernize high school education through a professional-based learning model. This program is an innovative business approach that will motivate students by treating them as working professionals. The first day of school excitement will continue throughout the school year as we celebrate our district's 125th anniversary. We have planned celebrations throughout the school year to highlight this huge milestone. Look for more information on our website on how you can get involved and share in the festivities. Here to give us a rundown on the start of our new school year and share some of our recent achievements are Malachi and Cassie from Sunrise Mountain High School Media Productions. Students, I'll turn it over to you.
The Peoria Unified School District had more than 750 children attend preschool and 2,100 5-year-olds attend kindergarten for their very first school experience. The grounds and overall facilities district-wide have never looked better or operated more efficiently. Custodial grounds and maintenance staff throughout the district did a magnificent job preparing for opening day. Transportation was well prepared with their staff for the first day, in which 725 bus runs were made for the morning, midday, and afternoon arrivals and departures, transporting close to 11,000 students.
The food service department reported a great first day as well. Their staff prepared and served over 1,700 breakfasts and more than 15,000 lunches. The human resources department worked tirelessly to hire and process all of our almost 200 new teachers. In addition, another 200 classified staff were hired during the summer. Thanks to our information management and technology department, we successfully launched a new student information system called Synergy. It was up and fully functional to staff for our first day of school.
School has barely started, but we already have many students and staff who have earned wonderful recognitions. Congratulations to Mark Adams from Ironwood High School and Tammy Gilbert from Sunset Heights Elementary School. Both of these very talented teachers won a $2,500 grant from Farmers Insurance for classroom supplies as part of their Thank a Million Teachers National Program.
Also, a big congratulations to Desert Palms Elementary School 8th grader, Nailani Thompson. She won a poetry contest that her 7th grade teacher, Ms. Barilla, nominated her for shortly before the end of last school year. The contest was held by 7th Grade Poetry Foundation, and her award-winning poem is now published in a book called Poetry on Our Terms that is available in public libraries nationwide.
Zuni Hills Elementary School's 6th grade science teacher, Jennifer Cheeseman, and her students had an exciting experience. They participated in an amateur radio International Space Station radio contact with astronauts aboard the International Space Station. Only about 25 of these occur each year, so it is wonderful that Zuni Hills students were able to participate.
Stay informed of what's going on around the district by checking out The Pulse, Peoria Unified's latest spotlight on excellence, which gets delivered to your email inbox at the beginning of each month. You can also read recent copies online at peoriaud.k12.az.us. Now back to you, Dr. Santarelli.
Thank you, Cassie and Malachi. Big congratulations go out to our entire district for earning an A label from the Arizona Department of Education. This is a remarkable accomplishment and something we should all celebrate. In addition, we had 22 schools increase their label from last year and not a single school that moved down a label. This is a testament to the students and staff who work extremely hard. Thanks for your ongoing efforts in the classroom. Once again, I would like to thank Sunrise Mountain High School and Mr. Woolsey for providing us with this opportunity today. Until next time, thanks for all you do to support the Peoria Unified School District.